The Lord be with you. This is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. When the Pharisees, with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact the Jewish people, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. And so the Pharisees and scribes questioned Jesus, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" And Jesus responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrine human precepts.' You disregard God's commandments, but cling to human tradition." And he summoned the crowds again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from the outside can defile that person. But the things that come out from within are what defile. From within, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord. Oh, Jesus is giving a teaching today, isn't he? Oh my goodness. He's really helping me, I don't know about you, he's helping me to remember exactly what it means to follow him, exactly what his teachings are about. They're about taking care of our hearts. Christianity's like Cheerios. It's heart-healthy food. It'll lower your spiritual cholesterol. It's about our hearts, people. About what we feel. About what we need. About what we desire. Do you know what you feel? Do you know what you need? Do you know what you desire? Do you know what motivates you? Do I know what motivates me? Why do I do the things I do? What motivates me? And is my heart confused? Am I easily distracted? I was thinking about the history of, you know, Christianity is kind of old. It's not as old as me, but it's old. 2,000 years old. And in that 2,000 years time, there's a lot of practices. There's a lot of ways people follow Jesus. And I was thinking in particular, 300 years after Jesus died and rose from the dead. 300 years. And this happened in not Europe, but in Egypt. not in the United States, but in Palestine, in Syria, in the Middle East, what happened was this. 300 years had gone by, and Christianity was finally respectable. No more martyrs, no more persecutions. And Christians suddenly found themselves in positions of power. And Christians suddenly found themselves in positions of influence. And Christians suddenly found themselves in great schools of learning. And Christians suddenly found out that their Christianity could bring them money and influence and esteem. Christianity was about to become and replace the Roman Empire. And you know what Christians did when this happened? Many of them dropped out. An incredible thing happened. As Christianity became esteemed, as Christianity became popular, Christians by the hundreds fled to the desert. They fled to the deserts of Egypt. They fled to the desert of Palestine. They fled to the desert of Syria. They fled to live in the deserts. They didn't want to have anything to do with that Christianity because that Christianity had lost its heart. And they went into the desert and lived alone and lived poor lives so they could get in touch with their hearts because they knew it was in their hearts that the battle and the drama of grace, the drama of redemption happened. They took the words of Jesus seriously. They confronted themselves deep within their own hearts. And were willing to look at what they were afraid of. And were willing to look at what they craved. And were willing to look at all the ways that they did not love. But because Christianity is not about power. It's not an economic system. It's not a political system. Christianity is about love from the heart. Knowing our own heart. Freeing our own heart. The problem that Jesus had with the Pharisees in the gospel today was not that they were good Jews, was not because they had these rituals of purifying things, washing the utensils in their hands and the things, washing the things of the world. It was a way of dedicating their life to God. That wasn't the problem that Jesus had. The problem that Jesus had with the Pharisees is that they focused on that. They made that the measure. They used the tradition of the elders to distract themselves from their own heart. And you know what? We are not far from the Pharisees. I'm not far from the Pharisees. How much of my own life, how much of our own lives do we use distracting ourselves from our hearts? How much of our own life do we spend focusing on other people? Focusing on what somebody else is not doing? Focusing on what somebody else is not thinking or how they're thinking. Focusing on what somebody else, how they are behaving. And boy, if you are having a family, you're just perfect for distracting yourself, right? It's perfect. We use other people so we don't have to look at ourselves. And that's all Jesus is saying today, is look at your own heart first. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? What are you desiring? Do you know your own heart? Do you know why you do what you do? Because, as St. James says in his letter today, that's where the Word of God is planted. That's where the Word of God is. That's what we need to listen to. To listen to. It's talking about these desert people, we call them the desert mothers and fathers who went into the desert to understand their own hearts. And the one thing they were looking for in the desert, they called this. They were looking for purity of heart. That's what they were after. And they had this marvelous realization that's right there in the Bible. Because they thought if they can get rid of all of this defilement that Jesus is talking about today, all of these things that bring misery into our lives, if they could focus on getting rid of their defilement, they could see who they truly were. And who we truly are is this. Do we remember what it says in Genesis that we are made in the image and likeness of God? Do we remember that? People, we are made in the image and likeness of God. That is who we are to be in the world. That is who we are to be in our life. Am I the image and likeness of God? And that is planted in our hearts. And the desert fathers and mothers believe that all of our failings cover that up. And the work of the heart is clearing that out. With a distracted heart, we go through life pretending we are God. With a pure heart, we can go through life shining forth the image of God that is in us. That's what Jesus was so passionate about. We are the image of God here and now. How do we let that image shine forth? How do we let that image reveal itself? How do we heal our own hearts so we can be that person? And so, during this Mass, at some point, I'm going to do this. I'm going to forgive all those people I'm mad at. I'll probably do that at the Our Father. I'm going to start worrying less about what other people are doing and are not doing. How they're helping me or hurting me. I'm going to let all of that go. I'm going to use this Mass to care for my own heart today. I'm going to think of one thing that is taking away that beautiful image of God inside of me. And I'm going to give that to the Lord and have the Lord heal that. And I'm going to ask the Lord for that one bright, beautiful part of Him that is there to make that shine. And I'm going to become a person more, a person of the heart. Not a person of politics, not a person of the economy, not a person of influence, not a person of power. A person of the heart that is unstained by the world. Amen.